Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Lonely Wood Ramblers. This week we brought you our thoughts, our review, opinions on the Amazon Prime release LIFE Life, or
Aye.
I didn't even understand if we were supposed to spell it
They
out.
sang Aye like 5 times inside the song.
But it's not even the word life, it is LIFE. Anyway, that's where
Is
we
that
were.
not life?
We got into this particular thing in the episode, so enjoy the rant. And then we also spoke about our likes, our dislikes as usual, and we gave you some updates, new Nollywood releases. I wouldn't say some, we gave you many, 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 many,
Plenty. They were
many updates.
plentiful.
Many
Update
updates.
after update after update. Lira, lira.
But if you wanted to skip all of that and get right into the review of the movie, we have timestamps in the show notes. And we also gave you a very interesting movie to watch on YouTube this week. And that as well is in the show notes. Link will be in the show notes as well. And we had a guest this week. He was here and there. Sometimes you hear him, sometimes you won't hear him. My
I'm
son.
everywhere.
Just in case you hear his voice in the background, he was in the studio with
He
us
was the
today,
star of the show. And if you do not think he was the star of the
and
show, then don't come back.
yeah, so if you hear his voice here and there, he's going through something we call teething, and he had to be here with me. But yeah, with that being said, let's get into the episode. So, you know what I was thinking,
What
since
were
we
you
started this
thinking?
podcast, what we should have discussed before we started and what we should have put into consideration and what we should have put into budget was therapy. Because I feel like we
You
need
know,
at this point.
thankfully, I budget for therapy in my general life anyway, because I actually work in said industry. So without the therapy, I'll be a mad person.
Sis.
But I should have warned you clearly. I apologize. I didn't think about it.
It's a lot. This week,
I really should have
especially,
warned you.
this is a good segue because this week, especially, the way Amazon Prime was giving us back to back what we did not ask
At
for.
one point, they dropped maybe five films in a day. However, though, today apparently they decided to have home training because they announced one today that's coming up at the end of the month. Who knew they remembered what the schedule looks like?
That's crazy.
I give them no props because how dare they? Yeah,
That's
so
crazy.
in the month of February alone, I swear to you, and bear in mind, every single day, so guys, just so you know, every day I tend to send it to whoever I see as like a new release that's coming out or that has come out. I was sending you maybe at least two posts a day, and I promise you, there are films that came out last month that I didn't even send you because I didn't know they were coming out. But I would randomly turn on Prime and I would see a new thing. And it just kept giving confusion.
It was giving
It's
confusion. It was
annoying.
giving no planning. It was giving just come and take. It was giving I'm done with you guys. It was giving take, let me be going.
You
It was
see,
giving.
when they said Japa to Prime, they're ready to Japa that to Netflix knee because at this point, I don't know what they are doing, but at least they are doing, I don't like it, and I need them to stop. Because, like, give me room to breathe. How many films am I going to watch?
And at this point, I cannot even keep up. Like, how are we going to do it? I was thinking, should I tell Corey that we should do like multiple episodes in a week?
Are you trying to kill me or yourself? Which one of us? Because me, I'm going to say no.
I know, like, I even thought before I even said, I was like, let me even think about my schedule and my life and myself. You know what? Doesn't make any sense to even
I
suggest
know
it.
I'm about to make a major life change, but my dear, it can't be possible. It is
No.
impossible. It is a, I'm not doing it.
So,
And
guys,
I say this with all the love that I have for you.
that's how the week was though for us because it was just back to back. What are we doing here? What is going on? Why do we deserve this? What is
To be honest, I don't
what
think
do
we
we
do. I
do?
don't think we've ever been mean. Are we mean to Prime on a regular basis? Absolutely. Are we mean enough to them that we deserve them just tossing movies in our fronts? Like we are people who do not who are not deemed worthy of regard, of esteem, of consideration in their timeline. Like guys, we have lives too.
Can't
watch
watch
all
all
these movies at once. Also, are we even going to watch all of them? Because
I
at this point, I feel like we need to start screening for some things.
You know what? I'm grateful you said that because yesterday, you know, we originally,
Initially, we're going to watch something else.
yeah, we're going to watch something else. We're going to watch something called Hotel La Bamba, and I said something
You
called
know, I've been calling it Labada since Kingdom Come.
even I thought it was like Hotel Lambo or something until I saw that, oh, it's actually
It
it's more than two syllables. And then I was like, oh, what? Like, I read it for the first time yesterday when I was watching the movie, and I got like 15 minutes in. And let me tell you, when I was 5 minutes in, I was like, I need to text Korede that I cannot finish this movie. And then I said,
and I
okay, let
hadn't
me
even
give
started
it.
watching it at that point.
This was 5 minutes in, right? And I was like, let me give it a little bit more time. By 5 minutes in, I messaged, I was like, hey, see. Still watching it though, by the way, as I was texting you. So I got to 15 minutes and I was like, I cannot, I
The
tried.
funniest thing is when you sent me the text, yeah. So obviously, you know how I tend to watch them with a friend. So what will happen is I will tell my friend, okay, this is what we're watching this week. They will download the movie. I will watch it on Saturday because mutual day off. So I'd already been like, okay, at some point today we'll pick a time, we'll watch the movie. He sent the message. I was like, ah, now I have to go and tell this human being to go and delete what he has done, or they've downloaded and go and download something else. Oh well. It's just fiber one internet. Nobody will kill me. So as soon as he sent message, I was like, hey, so by the way, we've switched movies. Thankfully, they hadn't downloaded it yet, so fair enough. But I remember only two things about this film. One, I remember some tweets from last year about what it was going to be about. So I think the difference in the way we would have approached it is I kind of had the mindset of like this movie is supposed to be a certain type of thing. Whereas you went in with no context. And I can imagine that based on your reaction, what you received versus what you were expecting are five
You
different
know,
things.
actually, I
Also,
don't.
I feel like after watching On the Edge last week, there's a certain level of
No, because I
standard
usually.
dropping.
No. I go into watching Nollywood movies with no standards, no expectations. And this
And
is
yet,
me.
this one, after 15
This
minutes, you are still
is.
like, nope.
Yeah, because this is me that, like, yesterday
Ha.
I was watching a Nollywood movie from, like, I don't know what year it was. Let me quickly see if I can figure out what year that movie was. And I promise you, the first 15 minutes of that
What's the
movie
movie called?
was Babalawo's chanting. And I still watched that
Eh? What movie is this?
Like, it's a very old movie. It is The Man That Holds My Heart, featuring Stella Damascus.
Hey, the
And
man that holds my heart, such a
I
name.
think this movie was probably like from 19. I don't know why I always default to 19 something, but it was probably like early
You always
2000s.
felt it nice. It's probably like early 2000s.
Yeah, probably early 2000s, but yeah, that's like, let me show you the camera quality and everything of this movie, so you know that my standards are very low and even
Not
non-existent at
my
this
standards are
point.
very low.
My standards are non-existent at this point. Like, this is the movie, Korede. This is the movie. This is
What in the name of cowrie beads in her hair?
not even just that. See, the first 15 minutes of the movie was literally, this was the only thing that was going on for the first 15 minutes of the
What
movie.
am I looking at exactly?
Babalawos were
What's
just
that?
chanting and dancing, and she was
Out
giving
in
them bad
public, just
eye.
out in the ether, just out
Yes.
in the open.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, and I still watched the movie just so that you know that I have no standards when it comes to watching Nollywood movies. I'm just there for
And then and it
vibes.
was hotel, and let me get this name right, Hotel La Bamba. Please, Lord, let me have said that right, because I've been saying Labada for God knows how long that you couldn't sit through.
I couldn't.
Now I want to watch it just to see what it was you
That's
didn't
why I
like.
told you. I said watch it so you know that and you
But
understand
see, the
where
thing
I'm
is,
coming
because you tend to be less irritated with Nollywood than I am, once you said I can't make it past 15, I was like, well, I'm not gonna make it past 5, so I just deaded the matter. But at this point, I'm curious. So maybe tomorrow I will sit down, get myself some popcorn and see if I can survive. And if I survive, I will text you and be like, what were you complaining about?
Okay,
I
I'm
doubt it
looking
though,
forward to that
but we'll
text
see.
though, because What I said.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to that text because if you say that, I would go back and continue watching it. Maybe I overreacted in the first day, but I promise you, I didn't overreact.
Maybe.
But
Okay,
this is what I
we'll
said to
see.
Kuredi. You guys, I'm going to read out my text to Kuredi because I was like, by the way, did you to watch another movie this week? This movie is Bleep, and I'm 10 minutes in, and I'm just 10 minutes in. And Kuredi was like, oh, I haven't watched it yet. And I was like, my dear, don't bother. And she was like, we might have to come back and watch later. I was like, I don't want to. I'm like, I don't
I
want.
literally mouth it out, but then at the same time, I then remember that Prime has been dropping what's it called, films left, right, and center, and we still have like Netflix to contend with eventually when they start dropping their releases this month and next month and everything after that. So we might never
Honestly.
have to come back to it. But
Honestly.
in back of my mind, I was like, what if we do?
And then
Then
I said to
what?
Kuride, I have just saved you from secondhand embarrassment, stress, waste of time, and waste of IQ because this is what I was feeling the entire 15 minutes I was watching this movie. I was so embarrassed for everybody on that set.
Something.
People that I
Here's
could not
something.
see, including the people that are holding the camera. I was feeling embarrassment.
I'm
I was
sorry, but they told you that this film is called, forget the extra bar at the end. This film is called Hotel Lamba. Lamba. They sucked the name alone.
I said, Grady, I did not enter
You
with
should know
any. Ex
that you're ready for vibes and it's a
like, I did not enter with any expectations. This is me that I watch Nollywood movies on YouTube that are like 4 hours long, by the way. Poor camera quality, poor acting.
they make 4 hour long movies on YouTube
No, not new
Nollywood.
YouTube.
4 hours.
Not new YouTube. You know how,
What
like,
are they asking for 4 hours?
no, you know how back in the day, like, we used to have part one, part two, part three, part four, part five. They would just merge everything together in one YouTube. Yeah.
The
That was like old Nollywood. I'm not talking about recent Nollywood. Old Nollywood. Yeah. Yeah.
even at that, part 1 to 5, and it's going to take me 4 hours to get through it.
No, I
I'm
watched
very sorry,
Shows like
sir.
that. Yeah, I enjoy
Tell
Shows
them
like
you didn't
that.
see me.
Yeah, that's why I'm the OG Nolly baby. Anyway, so yeah, guys. If you
You know
ever
your
watch
word now.
Hotel La Bamba 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 Bamba, whatever, let us know. Let us know if you liked it. Let us know if you should go back. Let us know if you should go back
Yes, please, if
and
you
give
want to tell us.
it. Let us know if you should go back and give it
I mean,
a
I'm gonna go watch it tomorrow. You, on the other hand.
try. Let us know if you know we would. If I should go back, well, Corridor will tell me when she wants it tomorrow. But me, no. No.
Yes, I will tell her and
And
everybody else when I watch it
another thing I wanted
tomorrow.
to
In
say was,
fact, if I'm feeling up to it, I will live tweet it.
Corridor, remember, I think it was this movie that I said that by just looking at by the poster, I already know what the movie is going to be about and what the movie is going to be. I think it was this one. It was what I thought it was. Everybody was who I thought they were going to be. Nobody was different. There's this girl that I like so much, not because of her acting or anything, but I just like her face. She looks like a squirrel. I think her name is. She has a.
Like a squirrel.
No, it's cute in a cute way. In a cute way, she looks very squirrely.
Does it keep on looking?
And
Oh, okay.
I don't remember her name. Some maybe Osas or something. And she was exactly who I thought she was going to be. Of course, I didn't imagine it was exactly what I thought it was going to be, but even more irritating.
Hey,
Everybody was who I thought they were
stray bullets.
going to be. And but like who I thought they were going to be, but worse. Because
Yeah.
like
Worse. Well,
yeah,
thank the
I
Lord and
feel
I'll be
because
blessed.
if it was who I thought they were going to be, I would have gotten through it, or it was worse. So I just
Yeah.
couldn't. I couldn't.
Woo.
Yeah,
I'm
guys,
going to
like I've
start praying
said.
myself for myself in advance because
No, I've.
apparently tomorrow is going to be a long evening for me.
Yeah, I wish you the best. Hope you have your therapist on speed dial because it could be
Oh, I do.
necessary.
Me and her on a first name basis. Don't worry
And
about
that's awesome. And I love that for you. I love that for you. Okay,
that.
so
Either do that or I'll run
I
mad.
guess what we just did was like the appetizer and Nolly Baby updates. But yeah, on Nolly Baby
Pretty much, it's your one
updates,
special.
on Nolly Baby updates, I did want to talk about some things. There was a few. There were
Okay.
quite a lot of releases this past week. Like we've already mentioned, over and over
So many
again.
releases, I can't keep my head
And it's
straight.
all Amazon Prime. A movie called Green Forever is coming out, and it's this girl that was
No, is
in.
it Green Fever? I say Green Fever.
Hey, it's Oluwa.
It's a no, it's a Green Fever. It's
Yeah.
already out. Let me just tell you all the things you've gotten wrong in the past 2 seconds. It's not called a Green Fever. It's already out. It is a it's a 2023 or 2022 release, and it won awards at the Africa Film Festival.
Okay, good. It's a green fever. I don't know why it's so green forever. Let's just
I
say
don't know.
that's mom brain, mom eyesight, everything jumbled up together, and I'm
I mean, to be
excited.
fair, I don't even know if it's mom anything because I've been out here calling the film Lambada since Kingdom Come, so anything can happen.
It's old age. We're aging pretty fast.
Yes, let's call it that.
Let's call it old age. Okay, so I don't know. Let me read this one before I talk. Say silence. Another one, Silence, is already out. Amazon Prime.
Oh, sorry, out. Yeah, I saw that one today.
Yes. I had to take a breath, read it before I go and say Silesta or something else that is not there. It actually came out in
Silence.
2023, and it has one of my faves in it. It has Ifeanyi, and this girl, I don't remember her
Oh
name.
God, I love that man.
Yeah, but the girl that's always a
Where's
journalist in
something
every
funny?
movie. In every
I
movie, she's a
have
journalist.
oh, our
What?
journalist babe. You know something funny though? I've seen like I think three maybe four posters with DME's face in them, and don't get me wrong, go love me some DME, but I need at least one of these roles to have him play a different human being. The one. Anyone. Anyone in the maybe five I have seen this week to have it where he is someone that is not himself. That's all I need. That's all I want. That's my prayer. It's my hope. It's my call to the universe
I
and
realized,
Nollywood.
I think it was this week as well, that I realized that DME isn't acting. DME is being himself, because I think his wife had a baby and he filmed himself like going into the delivery room to surprise
Showing
her.
up, yeah.
Yeah, I
He
think
was
he
so
wasn't ex
cute.
was cute, but does that DME just not just resemble every DME we've ever seen every movie? Like, was he not just the character he plays? Like, as I was watching, I was like, so you're
See,
just
I did not
you.
think about it like that.
No, you're just you. Like, okay, interesting. And do you know how crazy it is to be thinking this whole time that somebody is a good actor, but just being themselves? It was just interesting. And you brought up the Emmy. I didn't actually want to say anything about it, but so
All let me say, all
don't
me,
give me
I
that face,
all I.
please.
Why won't I give you that look? Who said she's good? I said one thing, you said five.
Because
Come
I
back
have
and look
five
at you
things
like
to
talk to me.
say. Because I have five things to say. But yeah, another movie coming out. Let me read this before I speak. Different Strokes on
Really
Amazon
funny.
Prime again.
Is it coming out or is it out? Because at
It's
this point, I
out.
think they
Oh
are
my
all out.
gosh. I'm
Let's
so I'm
just assume all of them are out.
what
What
I'm
I
yeah,
had.
it was actually out in 2023. It's a Björn Stefan Films, and Curry, remember what I said when I saw this poster? Okay,
Which
so
one? The one for.
different strokes.
Oh, yeah, this one. What is this the one where it's two people and it's like it for the Photoshop thing?
No, this is a different one. This one has Adedimeji,
Oh.
Etim Effiong, DME, Jim
Ah,
Ike,
another one.
Jim Ike. Do you know, I feel like DME
I remember this one. I
is a
remember this
new,
one.
I feel like DME is new age Jim Ike, Loki. What do you think?
Loki. Guys, let me say it so that you can all laugh with me. So I said to know this one, right? And then like I think was it an hour later, we were talking about something else and you were like, please, where is Jim Ike? I haven't seen him in a while, I'm scared.
No, I said I feel like I've seen him. Well, that's why I haven't seen him in a while.
No, you first said I haven't seen him in a while. And I
Oh,
said, I
okay.
think he's in one of the films, but I couldn't remember which one at the time. You now said, I feel
Yeah,
like I've seen him on one of the posters. That's why you saw it.
I was
When I
having
tell you that I was
PTSD.
howling in my room.
I was having PTSD for Merryman because I was like, wait, I haven't seen this guy's face in a while. Have I seen him? hope he's not. He's not. Wait, I have seen him.
Horrible, my
Like
dear.
my thought process. I was like, wait, have I? Who will I have? Anyway, Mercy Johnson is also in this and a few others.
Yes.
So yeah, that's another one coming out or has already come out, whatever. I haven't
Yeah.
got you, so it's still coming out. Then
Same.
we had like four. We have okay, so we have this one. I'll talk about it because I'm going to rant, I'm going to go on a
Which
rave.
one?
I'm going to, I don't want
Before
to.
you start your rant, let me drop this one really quickly. So, of everything that we've said is coming out so far, they have all been 2023 films. So they all came out last year and they're now putting them on Prime this year. But there's this film called It Blooms in June. It just came out this year and it actually is a 2024 release, thank God. And it's an actual Amazon release. It's not like they're putting it on Amazon. But my excitement for this one stems from the fact that there was this UNESCO series of films that were made I want to say 2 years ago. No, it was either last year or the year before that, something like that. I can't remember the time period correctly. And one of the films in it, Zaban Halima, that was the Nigerian entry. Sorry, in English, Halima's Choice for the non-Hausa people in the room. And I really liked it. It was this very weird sci-fi sort of thing. So the director for that film directed this film. So this is one that, I'm sort of interested in seeing how it goes. It's the story of a father and his daughter who are like overcoming the grief of losing their well, wife and mother respectively, and like I guess then finding new love after that. But yeah, this is one that I'm kind of excited for because I'm like, okay, I want to see what she does with like, because that obviously that was a short film. This is a full-length film, so I want to see, what that could look like.
Yeah, so I changed my mind about
I finished my TED
ranting.
talk. Thank you for
No.
you changed my
Thank
mind
you.
from the rant.
Yeah, I'm not going to rant anymore because I feel like, I just want to be nice this week. We have Ebuka turned
After
up
what
Africa.
you already said you want to be. Yeah, I watched that. I watched it yesterday when I was getting ready for brunch.
No, I haven't watched that and
I'm begging her
okay.
to watch. She doesn't want to watch this, guys. Do you see what I'm dealing with?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch that. We have Anikulapo, Brides of the
Hey.
Spectre, and
Finally. Do you know I need to watch it? Because NFC is tomorrow and I haven't watched it yet, and God help me.
you have to watch it. I'm also going
I know.
are we doing that on this podcast?
You want to do another series?
No. Thank you.
Please no.
Okay, we have
I rebuke you and I refuse.
Rainmakers. Rainmakers.
Ooh, Rainmakers is a documentary and I'm looking forward to watching that because it's about those people that used to call to come and hold rain or to call rain and I'm like, ooh, interesting.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that
It's
as
all them
well.
Shango and Co. And I'm like, hey, okay.
And then we have Rush Hour. This is one. This is the
Oh,
one.
that's the one with the Photoshop.
I'm just 2024. Why is this? Why is this
I
happening?
mean, that so let me be nice to them and say this film probably came out maybe a year or 2 ago. So, the poster is not really, it was
Excuse
against,
you.
but then again, we're still in the 2020s. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Please take that
I will be
back.
quiet.
Excuse you. Like,
Trying to.
no. Anyway, we have
Yeah,
one
I heard it
with.
after I said it.
We have one with our Nollywood daddy, Kanoye Kanoye. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing this.
I am looking forward to that
I'm so excited. Like, this
movie.
is the only one that I have seen. I know the main thing is I haven't even seen like the actual movie trailer
Because
or
they
print or
haven't shown us
anything.
anything yet.
It's a
And can I
Netflix
just say,
release.
this is why I love Netflix. Because Netflix be
Exactly.
out here giving you
See
little
that
sprinkle sprinkles
exactly.
over here and
And
above.
all I've seen is Kanayo's reaction to whatever is going on in that scene, and I'm like, I need to watch this. I need to watch this.
I will be there.
And
I will be
yeah,
seated. I will be
whenever it's
present.
out, we will definitely let you know.
I think it's supposed to come out at the end of this month, if I'm not mistaken. I need to check again.
Okay, so
I feel like I saw end of
we're
this
not
month
done. We
somewhere.
still have a
I
lot to go
just don't
through.
remember off the top of my
Yeah.
head right now because too many things are happening.
So many
I know
things.
there's Simo.
There's still
That's the
more.
problem. At this point, this y'all listen to me, it's gonna be long as all hell.
Honestly.
That's how many films people want to drop on our head all at once.
Prime Video is dropping the Kujus again, and I didn't. I'm not the one saying again. Like that's the name of
I
the
didn't watch the
Kujus.
Kujus in the first place, so
I
God
did.
help me with the Kujus again.
I did, and it was a feel-good movie for me. I didn't watch it with any iota of expectation or
You never watch anything with any other expectation.
I just watched it for the fun of watching it in the background while I was making dinner.
Yeah.
We have the two
Fair.
Aishas. Is that the one you're talking about? No, that was Halim. You said Halima?
No.
Yeah. I just
No, Zavan Halima was on, it came out on Netflix, my dear. I know you heard Halima and you just assumed that it's the same thing. It's not.
Yeah, it's not. I know. I'm not that.
Ironic that all my aunties' names are what are being used in these movies, but that's a different battle for a different day.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So they say, where the heck is my period?
So you see this documentary. I'm going to cry when I watch this. I already know
It
I'm going to
because
cry when I
about
watch this.
is it about PCOS or what?
Yes, it is about PCOS. And I was waiting for you to bring up this one because as a sister myself, this is my public service announcement to everyone. I feel like everyone needs to watch this. Every Nigerian especially needs to watch this because we as a people have this weird thing about how, it's always the woman's fault and if she can't give birth, she's probably barren or whatever, whatever, whatever. Never knowing really what people are dealing with. And one of the main, I mean, it's not infertility, but it's just, you have a bigger struggle with your cycle and ovulation and
Yeah,
that just makes
irregular.
everything more difficult. And yeah, it's not just regular, it's almost non-existent. And when it shows up, you become the woman with the issue of blood. So it's a stressful endeavor from beginning to the end. Forgive the graphic imagery. So I'm looking forward to it, one, because like to actually see people discuss it so publicly, like in a way that's accessible to everyone, is one I think very refreshing. And I really, really hope that they come at it from an angle of not just like, saying, oh, this is the thing that exists, but come at it from an angle of like showing what the actual struggles are, because it goes just beyond the reproductive aspect of it. It's like it affects your mental health, it affects like your weight, it affects your
Hormones,
lifestyle, it affects
yeah.
everything. Like it's so bad that like sometimes if I don't get enough sleep, I will have a headache for the next 3 days because of one night of less than enough sleep. And that's just because nothing is ever balanced. So it's like I'm looking forward to seeing how they portray it and what they actually show and what they don't show. Because obviously you can't cover everything in one documentary, but I really want to see what they get into. I'm looking forward to it. I'm very much looking forward to it.
We also have another
Be
movie,
heavy day.
Bjorn Stephen or Stephen. Is it Stephen or Stephen? I don't know.
I think it's Steven.
Stephen.
I feel like it's only seven if it's an A.
It's 2023. The 2023 movie Small Talk, and it's supposed to be comedy. But like, aren't all Nollywood movies comedy?
I
Like,
mean,
if you don't laugh while you're watching the movie, you're not.
a valid question, whether intentional or unintentional,
Abby.
or by purpose or
If you're
under
laughing
purpose,
with
it's
them
just
or at
comedy.
them, you shall laugh. That's the
Comedy is comedy.
point. Another
There's another
movie.
one that I saw that's going to be Netflix. That one is, I think, called Baby Farm.
Okay, I don't know if
Not
I
sure if it's
saw
on the
that.
list. Because I think
No,
I
I
saw it and I didn't
didn't.
send it to you because I didn't know when it was coming out. But it's not coming out anytime soon, so it doesn't seem like.
Yeah,
So we
Netflix
have
movies are
time.
more organized than what we are giving ourselves struggles to understand on Prime.
Yes. Our dear step siblings at Prime are just. They
Another
really said, oh, we're leaving.
Prime release is Casa de Novia, and yes, it is
That
in
one is the
Nigeria.
only one that they've given us release date for. We thank God
Yeah,
for their lives.
they say March
It's coming
29.
out at the end of the month. Oh, you know something funny? It is the same writer, I think she also directed it as well as the movie we're reviewing today. The look on your face.
This is why we need to do videos so that people can get context on our expressions and stuff, because let me tell you, a lot of my emotions are like, I'm that kind of person
Very
that has such an
physical.
expressive face. Like, I can't hide how I feel about things on my face. Like,
Yeah.
you will know.
To be fair, we both are.
I remember one
It's
time.
so bad.
I remember one time I was at work and we're having like a meeting with my boss, and he said something, And thank God he wasn't looking at me, because as soon as we had like a little break, my colleagues were looking at me like, "It's not you okay? Like, why would you react like that way to what he said?" And I was like, in my mind, I fully thought that I held my expression very well. I was like, in my mind, I was like,
When you
"Face,
think you're
face,
doing
face,
a good
face,
job
face."
of covering it up, and then someone says, "Oh, you
But
don't
like, they
look
literally
happy
came to me
today," and
and
I'm
were like,
like,
they literally came to me and like, you know,
"Oops."
like, thank God he wasn't looking at you, because he would have just walked me out at that point. Because I tried my best. So yeah, that's why like I'm trying to preach to Korea that
I'll stop trying.
we start video as soon as possible so that you guys can see what's going on when I'm trying
I'm
to
trying
show
to
her
remind you to
things.
know that I'm a very lazy human being, and y'all,
I mean, we're doing video right
I
now.
record this in my sweatpants. Yeah,
The only
but
thing
what?
is,
That's because we video
big
call each other.
difference. The only difference is you just wear a shirt.
I also need to, turn a light on and move around and
Yeah,
set things
yeah.
up to look aesthetically pleasing. Guys, outside of my daily bread, I'm a very lazy human being. Let's be very
That's
real and true
my
about
daily
this thing.
bread.
We don't do video.
Is that also my daily
It's not bringing.
bread? Please, I beg. Oh God. Okay, so
It's not my financial bread.
I guess we've gone through all the updates for last week. Ah, Homo. I feel like
I
we
think we have,
just
and honestly, it was long.
it was long. It was
Today,
long. It was long. Ah, Homo. We tried. We have tried.
Amazon Prime, you've done this one, no?
We have tried. Okay,
Now, please stop.
so about last week's poll, the movie was On the Edge. And you know what's so
Such a weirdly
funny?
named film.
Yeah, On the Edge of what? Corey, remember you said you recommended like
Eternity.
a Nollywood movie for us to watch last week.
Yes,
And I
I
did.
remember.
But like, you know what happened? That movie was actually so
What
interesting and so
happened?
good
It was.
that anytime I think about On the Edge, because I'll go back and like check the analytics and stuff, and then I'll see the last episode was On the Edge of what? I totally forgot what that movie was. And in my mind, I was thinking the movie that we reviewed last week was the Nollywood, was the YouTube movie I watched. Because he had Uzo in it. So anytime I thought about it, I'd be like, wait, no. That wasn't the one that he was in. Oh, it was the other one. Oh, On the Edge of what? Because that movie was very good, is what I'm going to say. So if you haven't watched
It was actually really good.
our YouTube recommendation for last week, we have a playlist in the description of the show. So, or I think they're called show notes, actually. Go and watch. We have so many. Now we're building up like a whole playlist of good and interesting YouTube Nollywood movies that you can binge and just enjoy. Feel good. Don't think too much of it. We're not reviewing any of those movies. They're just interesting. Anyway,
We are
so
absolutely not reviewing those, and you can always tell when I've gone to my friend's house because I always come back with a movie.
yeah, I like that your friend for watching enough Nollywood to have
I
something
will tell her.
to recommend. Yeah, so Corey, it will surprise you to know that 100% of our votes from last week actually loved the movie On the Edge. Are you surprised or
That's
not?
good. I'm proud of people.
I feel
I mean,
like
I'm
it
not really
was
surprised.
because I only had two options up last week and it was loved it or no. So I mean, no is kind of an extreme.
Yeah. I gave people more options than that because I like chaos. And mine were loved it, no thank you. If you liked it, then sure, and I won't be participating.
Okay, so what was the general consensus?
It was a 50-50 split between loved it and I won't be participating. And can I just say, I love
Mean,
the honesty.
no, but I actually understand why people love this movie. It's not a bad, it wasn't a bad movie. It
It
was
wasn't a bad movie,
just,
it was good.
and we actually enjoyed it. If you haven't listened to our review, please go and check it out. Okay, so with that being said, let's get into the movie review. Corita, do you have a synopsis for us this week? Oh no.
Let's find. No, I have the actual synopsis from the film, and it has to be the actual synopsis from the film because I don't even know if it. I don't even know if it explains what it is that we're about what we watched, but I still want to read what it is they said.
I'm looking at it
And
as
they
well.
said, life intertwines the tales of Emma, an advertising professional yearning to fulfill her childhood dream of becoming a dancer. Anyinka, a professional dancer struggling with life's challenges.
A passionate.
That's it. Sorry, passionate. I read professional for one person and I forgot. Not my fault. Oh, passionate too. One professional. Oh, join. You can't get what I mean.
Okay. So I have a question. What they do is as L dot I dot F dot E dot. What does that mean? Like, what does life stand for? Because if you do it like that, it has to stand for something. But like,
If you ask me,
I don't know what they try to.
I don't know.
Like, the only thing is, like, the way they wrote the life in the movie was the I was a dancer. Even with
That
that,
I
like,
thought was really cute.
yeah, that was cute, but like, what does the LIFE stand for? Maybe
To be
living.
fair, I saw it, and there's this John Bellion song that I love with the exact same name. And it's treated like that because the chorus goes, she wrote it on a bathroom wall with a favorite shade of lipstick, LIFE. So they were spelling it in that case. So it made sense. In this case, I guess they're spelling it too. Other than that, I don't know.
And if you're spelling it, why are you spelling it, me? Is the question.
Is it me? Lo is it me? You're
Corinne,
asking me questions I cannot answer.
I have to ask because if I
I
don't,
know you have to ask.
who will?
But the problem is, it's me asking. Like, I'm the one that wrote
Let me come
it.
up with something for them. Living in fake existence.
Doesn't help. Because technically, their existence was not fake. Their existence was very real. Maybe you can say living in false expectations.
Oh, bravo.
I'm smart.
On, run us our
I'm
check
very smart. I'm
because
a
we're
smart
helping you
person.
people. Living in, say it again, false expectation.
Expectation.
On, awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Because let's be real, it was giving expectation versus
Yes,
reality.
is real. Exact. Girl.
So when we started this movie, my first happiness was, Oluwabao, thank you. It's not 2 hours long. I was already excited.
It
Now,
shock you, Abby.
please tell me why I spent the first 10 minutes of the film watching a silent movie. This 10 or 15 minutes, because I can't even remember. I
When she
shall
was
know
dancing.
for the first, like, not just the dancing, then the entire start of the film. Not anything. It was giving silent film. We saw somebody giving presentation. We saw
Oh,
somebody at
yeah.
rehearsal. Go home. I was like, are y'all planning on speaking? Or it was giving, were you silent or silence?
Oh, preach.
Because I didn't
So
understand. I was like, is this what we're doing today?
I feel like
Okay.
this movie, yeah. Okay, so as usual, guys, we're going to start with our likes and then enter what we do not like about the movie. And if you're here for the first time, if you've not watched the movie, this podcast is full of spoilers. Although it's a Nigerian movie, so
Plenty.
I don't know what is there to spoil. I mean, you already know what the movie is about from the title and the people that act in it. So you can guess. But what I liked about the movie was one.
Yeah, struggling to find it.
It's accessible for me to watch. I like that. I like that.
Really?
It's on Amazon Prime. You know, I can't watch Showmax or some other stuff because it's not available in my region. So, yeah. I like that. I liked Emma's hair to an extent. To an extent, like not even like 100%. Like to an extent, I liked her hair.
I am loving this so much.
I liked that. I like Benza's actually, and she had a Benza in the movie. I like her fashion sense.
Okay, you know, this is about a character. What did you like about the movie?
Yeah, no, I'm talking. Yes, it's part of the what I like about the movie, actually. I also liked the movie's portrayal of life. I tried.
Trying.
I'm trying to like think of the things that we usually like, the categories we usually use, like acting, sets, cinematography, video, and I can't say that I liked any of those things in this movie, because every time I want to say, oh, acting, I remember something, and I'm like, no. And okay, I'm like, okay, this person's acting, I'm like, okay, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, the
Camera
queen of giving people
quality.
her flowers has no
Camera
flowers to give today, and I
quality.
love it.
No, camera quality is like the barest minimum because it's 2024. So I can't even say camera quality. Oh, this episode, guys, I'm so sorry. My son is sitting on my lap. You might hear him, you know,
Our
talk.
little baby here came to say hi.
At this point, I have to accept it. He's teething and I can't turn him away because he needs my hugs from time to
He needs
time.
his mama.
Yeah, so I can't.
Also, he's like the best part of the show, let's be real. Like, he's cuter than both of us.
Oh,
So he just, he,
yeah,
it works.
and he's just like here snacking on a biscuit, so he's having a good time as well.
You'll hear him from time to time.
Yeah, so I mean, really, I really tried
You did
to give flowers this
to
week.
find flowers, and apparently you couldn't find none. We switched roles, my God.
Oh, you had things that you
So,
liked. Tell me.
yeah, a couple things I like.
You know
So
what?
I
You should
like
have gone
the grade.
first. You should have gone first.
Well, I thought you also had things you like. You tend to always give out flowers. I was like, okay, cool. When I heard it was accessible to me, that's when I knew it was about to be a train wreck. But I wanted to what to happen.
Okay, go.
I was enjoying the rhythm. I liked the grade. I thought the grade was well done. I think that the wardrobe, to a very large extent, made sense for the people and, you know, what their characters were, bar one or two choices that I was like, but whatever. I understand the intent. It gave very much Freaky Friday. I saw what she was trying to do. I saw the message she was trying to portray, and I will give credit for the effort and for the thought process behind it. We'll get into the scripting and why the execution was, well, could have been better, but I will give credit for the general concept in it, in the sense that, you know, it was a nice idea. It's cute.
I just remember something else I
So I'll
liked.
give credit for that.
I
Oh,
like
okay,
the
what else did
old woman. I like the old woman that switched
I
their
didn't like the
bodies.
old woman.
I liked her because, like, she was what I liked about her was her ability to speak Yoruba and have like a very clean English accent as well.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
that's
like
why I
that.
liked that. Yeah, like her dialogue was really
Yeah, it
nice. Like,
was
I mean,
very nice.
I'm not speaking of people I liked. I found it interesting watching Debo in a role where it wasn't comedic.
I didn't find it interesting. I found it extremely cringe and I found it extremely
Oh no, I'm not saying I'm not saying that it was amazing. I'm saying it was interesting. It was
to
a refreshing
see.
change. I didn't find it cringe,
I
but it
found it
was
very
different,
cringe.
and I was like,
And that's
okay.
part of the things that I did not like I was going to get into because
Yeah.
I used to think that, like, I would, before watching this, I would have said, yeah, he's a good actor. He's at least, even if he's not like the best. Even if he's not the best, he's good. Like I've seen him in, he was in
Yeah.
Anikulapo, wasn't he? Or the other one.
Yes, he
He was shy
was.
in
Yeah,
something
no, he's
like
in
that.
Anikulapo.
Yeah, exactly. And I've seen him in other things and I didn't hate them. But this one for me was extremely cringe because he did not even fit the role that he was supposed to play. Or
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get into that. Do you have anything else you liked?
Yeah. That's it. I'm done. Those were my likes. I
Okay.
liked a good, in terms of the complete film, like how the story progressed, there was a good maybe 30 minutes of the film that I liked.
Okay, so I want to say something before we go into what we did not like. I feel like from this point
Yes.
henceforth, I'm going to stop giving some certain level of grace. Not like any of the actors
Oh,
or
Lord.
producers require my grace. I'm not saying it like that, but just as a viewer, there's some things that are just basic and some things that like should not even be part of likes. For example, camera quality or color grade. I feel like that is a very basic necessity if you're going to execute a film.
Let me argue with you about the grade. See, is a grade a basic necessity? Yes. Does everybody know how to do a grade well? Absolutely not.
Like,
So I will still be keeping that within the realm of I like it or
yeah,
I
I
don't like
mean,
it because it's subjective.
you as a producer definitely go
Yeah.
ahead. You know what it takes to achieve a grade. Me as a viewer, I feel
You
like
don't care.
that's something like that should just be like I don't need to think about your color grading
Yeah.
as a viewer. Like I shouldn't have
Yeah.
to. I shouldn't have to even notice that it is off. I should notice that, oh,
Yeah.
this I like the way it looked, but if I start noticing
Yeah.
that it's off, then that's terrible for you as a movie
Yeah,
maker.
yeah. Yeah.
I just feel like there's some certain
I see
things
your
that,
point.
I'm not going to mention anymore, except it's like it's just all the way bad. Yes, the color grading in this movie was good. And I like that you mentioned it, but even when you mentioned it, I was like, should we still be mentioning this in 2024? But yeah, because in previous episodes we have mentioned things like that, and I just don't want to have to
I
anymore.
mean, after the number of terrible grades I've seen, it's worth mentioning sometimes, man.
Sometimes, honestly, because anyway, so
Because if you're
yeah.
going to give me sepia tone every week when I see something that looks right, I will tell you it looks right.
Well, to be yeah, fair enough. With that being said, let's enter what we do not like about the movie. And I'm gonna let you go first this time because oh.
You see, at first, I saw the camera angles and the movement, and I was like, oh my God, it's so good. And then we got maybe like 25 minutes in, and the camera started to shake, and I wanted to shoot myself.
Yeah, shaking cameras. If you're
Yes,
new
I
here,
said
if you are
myself
new here, critic
because
shaking cameras.
no, not that I don't like it. I detest it. I cannot stand it. I loathe it.
I said
What?
hate.
Why?
I said hate.
Whatever word you use was not strong enough.
Okay, detest and
Why?
loathe.
Why are you shaking?
Yeah.
As in, if there ever is a shaking camera and nobody else cares, I am there. And if I am not there, something is wrong with me that day. Because why is this? Like, it just, for me, it disrupts the whole
Yeah,
experience. Like,
it's distracting.
I'm just seeing it's distracting. It's very distracting. So there
Yeah.
was that. Another thing that I like, oh my God, I did not like I said, I was happy at first that this was not a 2 hour long movie. It was slow, regardless of the fact that it was not a 2 hour long movie. It was almost 2 hours. It was short 2 hours by like 15-ish minutes. It was still quite slow. I feel like the movie did not pick up until, first of all, they were doing a Freaky Friday and they did not swap bodies until 40 minutes in.
Sis.
How would it take 40 minutes
And
for them to finally? Because they kept doing the whole they'll see each other
the
and go
funny
past.
thing,
We saw this woman like 3 times before she finally spoke to the two of them and told them what she just told them for them to switch bodies.
do you know the funny thing is, even with how long it took them to actually get to the cocoa of cocoa, no way, right? Before it took them to get to the cocoa, they still did not even do enough character development on, like, we still did not get enough. Like, I was just like, oh my God, like, why?
It's like they said, oh, okay. Like, I understand we were trying to establish their lives. Okay, this person is broke,
It
this
still
one is
wasn't
high achieving, but
established
she wants to be
enough.
a dancer.
It still was not
Miss
even
Nayam,
established. It still was not
I was just
established.
like,
Because,
so they're going to switch bodies, and what is going to happen exactly?
okay, let me tell you what I don't like about this movie. And it's just a general story. The story was written very poorly for me. The idea is not new to them. They're not the first people to come up with switching bodies movie. So I can't even say the idea was good because it's not even their idea in the first place.
Yeah.
But the story of
Yeah.
the story about how they came about to switch bodies and then them switching bodies. Fury, I'm coming. He wants to play with a toy that's singing. You can't play with a toy that's singing. Mommy's recording. You can play with silent toys. The idea, like I said, is not new to them. The story,
Yeah.
poorly done. Poorly, so poorly done, and so irritatingly poorly done because they're trying. They're, it's, I don't. I come back every week, week after week, week after week, saying the same thing. Don't you, can't you hear what? Can't you people hear what?
Entering your mommy back to the school,
Can't
you
you
giving and scolding my child.
what I'm trying to come explain to you people? We have so many stories. We have so many resources. This is Africa. This is Nigeria, for crying out loud. You want to do a switching body movie, and there's no, like, you're doing it like how white people do switching body movies. This is Nigeria. We have
No,
that with no jazz.
ice thy tongue. What do you mean? How white people would do it?
It is. It's just an old woman. It's just like Beauty and the Beast, for example. An old woman came and gave her something, and then,
Oh, okay.
like,
I see what you mean.
it,
There was no crackle of thunder, no point in
not even all
anybody's face.
those, not those cliche things, but even yes. Like they could have made him more Nigerian, is what I'm trying to say. It's so
Yeah,
I don't like
I get
when
your point.
Nigerian movies try to copy American movies or Western movies. Yes, the
Yeah.
idea is Western, but there's so many ways that you could have executed it in a Nigerian way. So
Yeah.
many ways.
I know the funniest thing.
So many
You know
ways.
the funny thing? Let me make you laugh. So obviously, like I said, I tend to watch these movies with a friend. And we started watching it. This person has never watched the actual Freaky Friday, which is what this is very loosely based on. I'm going to say very loosely because it is indeed very loosely based on the concept of Freaky Friday. And in obviously being very loosely based on the concept of Freaky Friday, their only understanding of the idea of Freaky Friday is the Chris Brown Lil Dicky song,
I woke
which
up
I know
in
you haven't heard. Oh, you have. Because of your
sis, that was when I was in the world.
life. Anyway, yeah, so the entire concept of it is that song. And it was like, oh, they go to switch bodies and then like they have to learn a lesson to switch back. And I was like, I mean, something like that, but like the way it's supposed to happen is very precise. And like they actually have to intertwine. They have to actually get to a point where they meet.
They
They
have to
have to have like
learn
an
something.
argument. No, forget it. Let's even leave the learning about for now. My thing was, even before we got to the point where they switched bodies, it was like, oh, I want her life. Oh, I want her life. Duh, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We saw grandma the first time. We saw her the second time. We saw her the third time. We saw her the fourth time before she spoke to either one of them once. She speaks to both of them individually and separately, fully separately. They both discuss how, oh, they would love to have another person's life. After all of that, we talk to her again and she gives them some spiel about how the grass is, I guess, effectively, the grass is not greener on the other side. You don't know how the other half lives. Oh, I can't remember the exact way she worded it, but something about
Yeah.
sometimes what you need is what you want is the lesson that you need, or something weird like
Yeah,
that.
something like
Something
that.
within those lines.
Yeah.
And then they go to bed and the next and they're tossing and turning in their beds, and the next morning they're each other.
Yeah.
Okay, we are now 40 something minutes into the film and you finally switch bodies. Cool. And then in 24 hours, just 24 hours, you've won. Learned the lessons you need to learn to switch back, have not had to actively
Really?
cosplay each other's lives
No,
to get it
Brady,
to.
you're giving them too much grace. In like the first
This
two
is
hours
grace.
waking up, they already learned what they would needed to learn, because when the girl woke up and then her phone was
Explaining.
ringing, everybody was asking for money. She said, "Now, this girl, I don't even like this girl." That's it. That was it. That's all she needed to see, that people are begging her for money. That was all she
And
needed
people are billing her on the
to
regular.
know
But she
that
still went
she.
through her entire closet, went through every bag and brought out all the money she could find in the house, still got in the back of the car and went to the cultural center and was freaking out that she's not in her body. Like, I felt like the level of like repercussions and like, because in the original, and I'm going to continue going back to the original Freaky Friday because I really, really love that movie and like I understand where the premise comes from. But do you remember how they went back to meet the woman that, oh yeah, we have switched our bodies? We don't like this. We need you to put us back. And she said, no, you need to learn to appreciate each other's lives before you can switch back. They had to actively live each other's lives. And when it hits the point where the person that was supposed to be cosplaying the other person couldn't do something, the original person will step in and fix it. None of that happened. So, like, where did they actually learn the actual lesson? Because the only thing that happened to both of them is they both lost their jobs and realized that actually your life is not the kind of it's not as fun as I thought it was going to be. Your own life is just stressful and you are broke. That's all they learned about each other.
Yeah.
They didn't learn to appreciate the struggles that each person goes through in any way, shape, or form. They just realized that, oh, bullying takes shape in different forms.
Yeah.
So I was just like, we watched an hour and change to get to that point, and it was that realization that, like, everybody has their own struggles that made people switch back. And then you switched back, and then it now got worse because you lost your dancing funding. You lost your friend and made your friend lose her job too. That annoyed me so much.
Yeah, and that was very silly as
And
well.
then randomly, because your boss has what, a soft spot for you or whatever, he then calls you the next day in the stroke of God loves you to tell you that you can have your job back if you can come up with a good enough pitch.
Yeah.
You now decide that you're going to bring the dancers into the pitch. You call said friend that's angry with you back so she can join. It was just, we hit the point where at the end, I feel like it was like, oh, we need to actually tie all these things back together and like make it seem like it wasn't all for nothing. Because it really felt like it was all for nothing.
So my own thing with this movie was that, first of all, I already had my whole rant about how it could have been done way better. I'm not going to go into that again because they'll start coming now and saying that, oh, somebody's story, somebody's intellectual property, whatever. It was not good.
Recycled IP, it ain't that much of an IP.
Exactly. It wasn't good. It wasn't even nicely told or well told or interestingly told. It was just bleh. And then you now bring me. Or you now bring these actors that, you know, when something is done in a way that's just like, okay, let's just give them. Let's just give them. They'll take it like that. That's how I felt. Because, one, they switch bodies. Like I said, there was not even enough character development for each of the characters, for us to know that, okay, now that you switch bodies, this is how this person behaves. So now you behave that way. And then this is how this person behaves. So now you behave that way. Do you understand? Like in the beginning, the most significant thing that Omawumi did that Ife was doing was speaking Yoruba. Because Omawumi is supposed to be a Benin girl in the movie, and Ife is supposed to be Yinka, a Yoruba girl, which Ife is Yoruba. It's something else I don't even want to talk about.
She spoke Yoruba.
Yeah. Eh? So Yoruba.
Yeah. I didn't notice it.
Ekpelesa
At that point, I don't think I was paying attention anymore. Just like,
mo ma fi
okay.
mo ma fi ekpe mo ma fun ekpada. I was like, girl. And
You know, I didn't hear it. I did not hear it.
Omawumi is actually a Yoruba girl. When she was not supposed to be playing Ife, or playing Yinka, she was speaking Yoruba, but then she was also speaking Pidgin in a very aggressive way, which Ife was not doing when she was in her own body. So I was like,
It was we watched the film, and well, actually, no, you know, I'm not going to bring it up.
what?
Don't worry. No, nothing. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
Tell me.
Don't worry about the cigar. No.
Okay,
Because
so
you've
for
forgotten,
me,
and I'm glad you've forgotten.
okay, maybe I'll still get to it though, you don't know. So
Trust me, you can't remember.
for me, I feel like they should have done enough character development to let us know, like, not just like their stories. Yes, fair enough, their stories are good, but like you're switching bodies. That means that two actors are going to switch characters. Each character has to have, like, they should have developed that character so well that we know, like, their mannerisms, their twitches, and things like that. So when they switch characters, you can say that Yinka is now in this person's body and Emma is now in this person's body, and we can see the mannerisms play off and things like that. That's one. They didn't do that.
You
Secondly,
need to actually start behaving like each other. I
exactly.
think it's one of those things where, like, in rehearsals and in character development, like, do you remember how in King of Boys, 2020 was like, she followed Shola Shobali around and
Yes.
spent time with her to like learn her mannerisms and how she acts and how she reacts. That's what should have happened in this case, because they needed to be able to mirror each other back to each other.
They couldn't. They couldn't do
Because
that
Emma's
because.
character was very soft-spoken, had like a very thingy cadence.
And then when
Once
she
she switched to
became,
that body,
she became this Agbero, not Agbero, let me not say Agbero, but she became this heavier, pidgin speaking person that I was
but you
like,
know,
I
that
didn't
sort
know
of
how she
makes
was.
sense to a degree in the sense, oh, do you mean like when if it became when what is it called? When Yinka became Emma?
When Yinka became, yes, when they switched bodies, basically.
But yeah, that makes sense. So like when it was Yinka's spirit, I guess, in Emma's body, it made sense that she became a bit louder because you know, it's not she's not being she's that's her personality, it's just not her body. So it's
No,
supposed to sort of be
that's not supposed to be.
so
You're
now.
supposed to become the person, but in a different body.
Yeah,
So let's say,
exactly. You have become that person, but it's not your body, but it's still your voice. It's just coming out of a different mouth.
it's not even have like that's not what I mean. I'm not gonna have voice.
What do you mean?
The
Okay.
mannerisms, the way she speaks, it was so different. It was not the same. Okay, so in me and my son, she
Can't be
actually
different
got.
now. She only has the body. She doesn't
Listen,
have the
no,
character.
listen, listen, no. If me and my,
Am I
if
confused?
no. If me and my son exchange bodies right now, just because
Yeah.
me doesn't mean he's going to go to the kitchen and start cooking.
Doesn't know how to cook.
Exactly, because he's still a baby. So he will still just be crying and doing all of that. She wasn't doing any of those things. She became a totally different person, is what I'm trying to say. If me and my son exchange bodies right now, my son will be chewing on biscuit and be playing up and down and be he can't speak. Like he's not saying words yet. He's a baby. So he'll still be doing
Okay,
his
let's use a
babbling.
more like
Wait.
for like example. Yeah, he will still be
Wait.
doing his babbling.
He
That's
will
what I
still be doing his
mean.
babbling, and his babbling will sound like my voice, but it will still be babble, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, when Yinka was in Emma's body, the voice, fair enough, I'm not expecting her to change her voice. What I'm saying is, she was
Yeah.
speaking more pidgin.
Because Inka spoke a lot of pidgin.
Yinka wasn't speaking a lot of pidgin. Go and watch it in the beginning. Yinka started speaking pidgin at the end. Go and
Oh.
watch. Yinka wasn't speaking
Then
pidgin.
where the hell was she speaking pidgin?
She
I'm
wasn't speaking.
forgotten
Yinka
she's
started
even there at
speaking
this point.
pidgin once they switched bodies back and she started hanging around with Kewe. That's when Yinka was speaking pidgin to discuss with Kewe
Yeah.
and Emma because they were speaking pidgin there. She wasn't just speaking pidgin by herself.
Yeah.
That's one. When because I clocked that, I was like, why is she speaking pidgin? Like, you speak pidgin. Emma speaks pidgin. Okay, fair enough. Then she wasn't like, first of all, they didn't even have enough mannerisms for us to know, okay, this person's mannerisms are like this person. No, we didn't get to learn them that way, even though for the whole 40 minutes they were themselves, did not show us anything. You know, like
Yeah.
person will probably have like a wet thing they do. Maybe they tuck their hair behind their ear or something. Well, I'm using white people examples now because I can't even think of anything, but something that signifies that okay, this is, you know, so maybe me now I wear glasses. So let's say I'm always like pushing my
Yeah.
glasses up my nose, pushing my glasses up my nose. That is a weird thing that I do as it's, you know, if you and I switch bodies, even though you don't
Yeah.
wear
I mean,
glasses, instinctively I will touch my nose. I'll touch
I do, just not all the time.
my... I'm just saying like that is a weird mannerism that
Yeah.
I have that
Yeah.
if we switch bodies, I will still be doing because it's something
Yeah.
I'm already used to. Even when I wear
So,
contacts. I wear contacts when I
just
don't wear
while
my
you're on the
glasses.
topic, yeah.
When I don't wear my glasses,
You're
sometimes
wearing
I
contacts,
touch my
yeah.
nose.
Whereas when I'm not, I'm just not wearing my glasses.
Wait, I'm saying like when I wear my
Yeah.
glasses, I'm always doing this. I'm pushing my glasses up. When I wear contacts, I still touch my nose because I'm used to
Yeah.
doing that. That's a weird mannerism that I have. So if we switch
Yeah.
bodies, even though you don't wear glasses as often as I do, right? I will still do that, even though I'll still be like,
Yeah.
okay, I'm
Yeah.
used to doing things like that. So if they were
Yeah.
more intentional in building a character so that we can see that okay, they actually
Yeah.
did switch bodies. It's not just about style.
There would have been more layers.
It would have been better. It would have been more interesting to watch.
So you know that pigeon thing you mentioned? Obviously, watch the movie with my friend, but they hadn't finished it yet because they had stuff to do. So I finished it ahead. I just got a text now, and you know what the text said? Why is she speaking pidgin all of a sudden?
Thank you. Thank you. She wasn't speaking pidgin in the
Yeah,
beginning. the beginning, she was only
I
speaking
barely
English and Yoruba.
remember her, to be
She was only speaking English and Yoruba in the beginning,
honest.
and
I
her
remember
Yoruba
in
was so
Yoruba, but I
off.
just, for whatever reason, assumed that it was Pidgin, like Pidgin and
Girl, we
Yoruba
went
she
the
was
whole
speaking, not
first 40
English.
minutes of the movie, and Yinka did not speak any Pidgin.
Silence. Yeah.
And I was
To be
like,
fair, I don't remember.
she became Emma. She became in Emma's body, and then she was speaking Pidgin. And I was like, this is confusing to me, but okay.
Yeah.
And even when Emma was in Ife's body, yes, Ife spoke some
Yeah.
Pidgin, but not even the way Emma speaks Pidgin. So it was just, it was all for me.
Yeah.
I beg. I was just like, I'm not even serious. I'm not even serious. Ah. I don't know. You know, on NFC, there's somebody on NFC that always says that obviously they didn't take it seriously. So why should we? I'm taking it seriously because they themselves, they didn't take it seriously. Ah, I'm carrying this on my head, though. I'm
Indeed.
just so annoyed.
Now, you know how before I said I wasn't going to say it? I just realized I'm remembering that I have said that I'm going to be a person of integrity and honor. So remember when we talked about this movie on Nolly Baby Update and we were like, it's coming out, and you were side-eyeing to the heavens just from the poster alone. And I was talking about how excited I was, and you said you were going to come back here and you were going to remind me of what I said. The second I got 15 minutes into this movie and I realized that it was,
You know, I forgot
we
I
are
said
going
that.
places I didn't want to
I forgot
go.
I
I
said
was
that,
like,
but
this is going
now
to roast me. I know you forgot.
I'm in glee.
And it's my own fault for reminding you.
I'm happy.
Because I remember thinking in my head, Itunu is going to roast me when we are done watching this thing. Because what am I watching? What have I openly and publicly? Because guys, this episode exists. I feel like it's two, maybe three episodes ago where I said I'm excited for life because I've seen good things on Twitter. Twitter people, I will never believe any of you
Those
again. You
people
people
that
have thrown
said
me into the gutter.
those
Thank you
good
very
things, those
much.
people that said those good things about life, block them. They don't like you. They wanted you
I
to
feel like I need to
and
because
waste your
what
time.
is.
But anyway, another thing I didn't like about this year, let me just say another thing I didn't like, they bought Mr. Macaroni.
I liked it. But fair, I get it. I liked it because it was
You don't
different. I'm
have
used
to.
to him
You
being
don't
comic
have.
relief.
You don't have to. You don't have to. I like the way you say, I liked it. Like, you're ashamed of the fact that you liked it. Say it with pride. So I can come and roast you again with pride.
Very cool. How dare you?
What? What? What was that? I was just looking at this Mr. Depot like this. Whatever his name was.
It was him being a boss.
It doesn't fit him.
Being the boss.
And I'm like, so can he actually act? Well, I would say, no, let me just, I don't like, I don't, I guys, forgive me, because I feel like I kind of tend to generalize when I don't like a specific performance. I don't like his performance here.
Yes.
It was terrible. And this is why I say it was terrible. First of all, let's start with the costuming. The people that costumed that guy don't like him because everything he wore was ill-fitting. Everything he wore was
Was
ill-fitting.
also in the ugliest colors.
Everything he wore was ill-fitting. Secondly, that hairstyle. I know that's his Mr. Macaroni hairstyle. That doesn't mean it's Mr. Macaroni hairstyle because he has a
That's
hat
just
on.
his hair.
That's just his normal hair. It didn't. No. I'm sorry. No. I'm not talking about the hair, obviously. I'm talking about the style. I feel like it could have been tamed a bit more. Let me tell you what I didn't like about it. You know when you have, obviously, your hair is natural, and when you
Yeah.
comb your hair out into an afro and you sit down in a car, right, and you come out, you know this is supposed to be flat like this, and this is supposed to be long. That's exactly what his hair was the whole time. That's why I go back to costuming. The person that did his costuming from head to toe,
Yeah, well,
couldn't
that's
they
hair and
wash his
makeup.
hair? He's everything. I don't care. See, I Corey, don't obsess me today. Don't
I
obsess me
know.
this
I'm
afternoon.
sorry.
Don't obsess. You know what I mean. Why couldn't they brush his hair out properly?
Yes, I know what you mean.
Why couldn't they brush his hair out properly,
Fair.
make him look smart and sharp? His hair just looked all over the
Fair.
place. The back of his head was flat, the top of his head was up. I'm sorry. Now, to make matters worse, the clothes was not on his size. Did they cast somebody else for that show and just say, oh, sorry, you have to wear his clothes? Because I don't understand what's going on. Or maybe, why, Mr. Macaroni? Why? And then to make matters even worse, because it got worse,
The pressure was getting worse.
acting was just bad. The performance, Mr. Macaroni, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. I was very, very disappointed because I just kept on. Like I said, it was cringe for me, first of all. And then it was just not good. And speaking about Mr. Macaroni as a boss, this is a girl. So,
Yeah.
Emma, they established Emma was obviously a very high class babe.
High performing, yeah.
In someone that has a Benz and has a driver that opens the door for her. Okay. So, yeah, driving a Benz and your driver's opening the car
That
for you. I'm not even going to talk about that
was
one.
a choice.
I'm just like, okay, no problem. If you say so, give it to you. And also, she's this big babe. Even what she wears, you know that she. So I thought she was given executive.
It's giving
I'm sorry,
money,
oh.
honey.
I'm sorry, but executives, their jobs are not on. Their jobs are not threatened like the way her jobs were. It was threatened every 2 seconds. Your job is
You don't
threatened. Your
understand.
job is threatened.
Also, she
Like.
was out here trying to get a loan. What's she getting a loan for? They kept denying the loan. They didn't tell us what the loan was for. I was like, why are you looking for a loan?
I just felt like the whole your job is being threatened was just a bit much for who you have made her out to be. Executives
Yeah.
don't have that much, your job is being threatened. You don't even have like a set 9 to 5. They're around the
True.
clock. So even if she was at
They
home,
just do be working.
she takes work home. I hate it when okay, you make me take work home and then I come in late and you're upset I'm late.
Yeah.
That's very annoying. But yeah, like the whole work setting was just so off. And then what was that guy wearing? The guy that was trying to get her office, that scarf in his neck.
Let's not discuss that scarf on his neck. That thing annoyed my soul, spirit, body, all of me. I was annoyed. I was frustrated. I was like, why is this here? Who put this here? Why is this in my presence?
The whole costuming for this movie, ex with the exception for, I think the costuming for the men, I would say, because the women were good. I like what
Very much the
Emma
men.
wore and what her friend wore, Kerwe. I loved Kerwe's outfit more than I like more than
Yeah.
Emma's, to be honest, because Emma sometimes was giving a bit too much. But for Kerwe, I really liked it. I like Kerwe's outfit. Man. What else didn't I like about this
Whole
movie?
thing was in interesting.
What
Did
else
you like
was
anything about this movie, other than the fact that it was accessible?
even the fact that it was accessible, I prefer for it not to be accessible to me. So I wouldn't have to come here and start ranting like this, to be honest. I take that back. I don't like the fact that it was accessible. I don't like that. You should have kept it on something else. Maybe a Roku TV or something like that. Or Rock. I don't know. On Africa Magic. You should have kept it there.
No, they were not here when they did
No,
this.
I like Iroko TV, guys. I'm sorry. I take that back. But yeah, they should have African Magic. I don't know. Something that I can't easily access. Because what was that? And then, okay, another thing that just came to my mind was this girl spent the whole movie talking about, I want to dance. I can dance. Did we ever see her dance?
No, we did not.
Because, I didn't
In
get to the
fact,
end of
I
the movie.
remember. Don't worry, she didn't dance, not a once. From the beginning to end,
No, she danced in the beginning.
Mamode, or
She danced in the
I don't know.
beginning. She was the
Oh,
one
the
that
oh,
was
sorry,
doing
yes.
silhouettes
She
dancing
was the
now.
one that was dancing that they he need her. They threw I don't even know what they threw at her, but they shot threw things at her. But for the rest of the film, no, my dear, she did not dance.
Then what was this movie even about? What was this movie even
She
trying to
wanted to
show
be a
us?
dancer. That's what it was about. But apparently, dancing was not for her. She was supposed to help the dancer. That's what the movie was about.
Pretty. You and I will fight.
Yes.
This episode, we will
Why
fight. What was this
I
movie about? Tell me now, or
don't
else. Or
trust
else.
me. I just told
Why
you
can you
what
spend
this
the
was
entire
about.
movie?
She wanted to be a dancer. She lives the dancer's life and realized
Oh,
the
God.
dancer's life, quite frankly, is shit.
She
The
didn't live
dancer
the
lived
dancer's
her
life.
life, messed up her job. She messed up the dancer's job.
Why
She
couldn't
got back into her body and then used her job to fix
she
her job and the
halt?
dancer's job. That's the movie.
Halt, just stop there. Why couldn't she exchange bodies with Kaffee Dance? Why did she have to exchange
Want
bodies
to see Kaffee?
with the broke dancer?
Why does she want to see Kaffee?
But she's rich now. See, evil. This is
See,
Nigeria,
your loan is
Lagos,
denied.
Nigeria. This is Lagos, Nigeria. I'm very sure Kaffee that stays in Lekki, Ikoyi, or Victoria
Kaffee
Island.
does not live in Lekki.
I don't know. They shall live somewhere there because they kept on telling us that this girl lives in Lekki. I can tell you now that I don't think Kaffee lives in Gwagada. So, we're in
Highly
Lagos.
doubt it.
We're in Lagos, right?
As you should have
I
them in
love it.
Magodo either.
I love how Lagos is very accessible to all Lagosians. Like, it's literally not that far. She wants to do
True.
a campaign
Even if it's bananas, if you go
of
banana, go find out.
Banana is Ikoyi now. So,
I know, but like, you know, banana is gated now, so she has to pass the gate anyway, but like, she can
with her
still
Venza and her driver. Come on.
go.
Come on. Please.
Leave the
Let's say if she's driving a Toyota now, Corolla. Venza is also, but let's say Corolla. Would have said, okay, maybe it's been hard. Or she's driving the type of my car. It's very difficult to enter banana. Extremely.
but the
And a driver.
fans are in
No, my thing is, why she did not live the life of a dancer, she lived the life of a poor person. That's what she lived.
be a
That
broke person.
was the life of a broke, poor, whatever, then
And she kept
whatever.
complaining about how her body was aching her.
Oh,
Like when you
because of
start
the
the
dancing.
dancing, your body will not be aching you.
Because of the dancing, how
Anyway, Sha. Anyway, Sha. I was like, your body is aching you. Madam had rehearsals yesterday and you decided to enter her body the next morning. What did you think was going to be going on? She said, the mind is willing, but the body is weak. I said, my God.
see the exchange
Why
bodies.
do you sound like a cheating man?
The exchange bodies, one, they never actually leave each other's reality. Sorry, baby. They never actually lived each other's reality, first of all. And then they didn't even learn anything from each other while they were in each other's bodies. Because that one still came out and was still behaving very somehow, even after her friend lost her job. She still did not care. And I care where. Kara was like, you have not even learned anything with all you've gone through. That's when she was like, oh,
And then after
you
they
haven't
finished
learned
their nonsense
anything.
fight, and she came and she told her, I have a new idea. What do you care? Jump back in. After first shouting, so my destiny is tied to your destiny. She still allowed destiny to be tied.
I feel like at that point, Kara was like, you know what? I might as well.
Well, it was either that or, you know, look for a new job
Exactly for a
and
new job.
in the current job hunting market, is that really what we want to be doing?
Yeah, I feel like if we continue talking about things that we do not like, we'll be here for a very long time.
We'll sleep here.
I saw somewhere that she said Nawa, and then the caption said, "This is incredible" or something like that. And I was like, "How is that Nawa? How does that mean? How does that mean Nawa?" But
Yeah,
yeah,
no, the subway, it was interesting. All
sort
of
of.
it was interesting.
It was
It
very
was
awkward.
this interessante. I was like, okay, we're watching this. Okay, cool.
I mean, like, we're
And
at
when we were finishing it, I was like, Itunu is going to swear for me. And
no.
thankfully, you forgot. I meet you because I'm not there. I reminded you.
No, I'm a very graceful kind of individual. I'm very
That's a
graceful.
lie. You didn't remember.
I do remember,
You did
honestly.
not remember.
But
I knew you didn't remember.
no. Oh my God, I remember something I did not like about this movie. And I don't know if I should say it.
Hey God, there's more.
I might
Just
cut it
say.
out. I might cut it
Just
out.
say.
I
Just say it. Let's know that we've said
might cut
everything
it
we want to
out.
say.
Okay, no. Let me say this. You know how I said that there was nothing about their character that was developed that made us feel like, oh, okay, you know, this character is this person and their mannerisms and things like that. I take that back because there was something that was very specific
What
to
was
Emma,
it then?
her bum bum.
What was it?
And it was very
So it
obvious.
wasn't just me.
It was very obvious
Thank you.
that the character of Yinka
He has a booty, and
recognized
Yinka does not.
she now has a bum bum. And when she woke up and she
She
felt
took
that,
her time.
like this, touch her bum bum, like this, poof. Okay.
She
This is
took
what
her
we do here.
time
And I was like, oh,
enjoying that.
you recognized. You recognized. But yeah, if we were to go on and on and on about things we don't like about this movie, we'll be here till tomorrow.
Well, again, we'll sleep here. We'll just sleep here.
I mean, I can if you want to. We can go on a marathon because there's so many things.
Eh, please, it is after midnight. I have work today.
But yeah,
Thank you kindly.
thank
See, if
you.
he agrees with me, we have hit the point where we've said all we can say.
Mean, I've said all that I want
I
to
know,
say.
I know. There's nothing else to say. It
Yeah.
was a film. We watched it.
It
Watch it at your own
happened.
risk. I wouldn't do it. Or if you can, no, Amazon doesn't have 0.25 or whatever it is you usually watch movies in speed. Because if they
Has
had the
best.
ability for you to speed it up, if they had the ability for you to speed it up just a little bit, you'd be able to get through it without stressing yourself too much.
And you know the thing is,
Listen to
this kind of
just
movie,
a
yeah,
tinge.
you can actually skip through it because there's a lot of places that had so many unnecessary dialogue, and there's a lot of places that they were just dancing.
I'll do you one better. When you start the film, watch the intro scene, then skip to about 20 something minutes in, then watch for like 15 minutes, then skip to 47 minutes in when they switch bodies. Oh no. Watch that full sequence because you see where they talk to the old woman that tells them authorities instead of when they switch bodies. So watch from like 20 minutes in. Watch till then when you get to 47 when they switch bodies, there's a good 5 minutes of Madame Yinka and Emma's body realizing that she can try on clothes and do fashion parade. I like 5 minutes. Skip it. After you skip that one, watch Madame try and figure out how she's going to get to the island. And the other one finally get downstairs and go into the car, enter the car. Skip again because the office part is not really important. First 5 minutes, then skip. Then watch. I think there's another like 5 minutes that makes sense. And skip again. Till about 20 something. 20 something to 47. Watch the whole thing. From 47 till like I think an hour. You can sort of skip till you see them talking about anything important. If you think it's important, watch it. Once you've passed the hour mark and watch the rest of the movie. But there's a lot of in-betweens that like if I had sat in the edit, I would have cut. It would have been 1 minute and change.
So, no, I agree with you. Okay, let's go straight into our YouTube Nollywood recommendations for the week.
What do you have for me this week, my darling?
This week, I have this movie called Husband Man. It is Stan Nze and Blessing Nze. They're married, but like they have
I
a
know.
production company. Have you watched it, Husband Man?
No, I have not, but the name
Okay, let me just give you
okay.
like a summary. In case if you want to watch it, it's interesting. I won't say it's like very interesting, but yeah, it's a feel good, interesting YouTube Nollywood movie. And
Okay.
basically, she's like a successful lady, and her mom keeps calling her, "When are
Yeah.
you going to get married?" Normal Nigerian Accra
Oh.
mother type of thing. And then when she's like, "Oh, I don't want to get married. Nobody can force me into marriage." No, blah 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 blah. Her mom brings a
Yeah.
man for her from the village.
Oh, dear Lord.
So it's chaotic,
She brought
obviously.
her a husband.
Yeah, she brought her husband. So it's kind of is reversed because usually you see women being
They bring a
brought.
wife, yeah.
Yeah. So it's reversed and then it was just funny to see. It was funny. I like Stan Lindsay. I feel like he has range as an actor. He's one of those people that have
Yeah, I
range.
like him.
What was that movie he was in? One of these Ramsay Noah redo movies. Was it Stan Lindsay? What was it?
I think it was the Karashika one.
No, I
I
saw it
can't
this
remember.
week. I saw it this week, standing there. Rattlesnake.
Oh, that
If you
one.
haven't watched Rattlesnake, have you watched it?
I have not.
Oh my God, watch it. It's very interesting. Very interesting.
I will.
You know how, like, when we did Weekend to Forget, I said Stan Lindsay has range. He's a very good actor. He's one of my top
Yeah.
top Nollywood actors, I feel like he has so much range. He gives me Uzo. Him and Uzo are kind of like on par, but I feel like Uzo is a bit just a bit better in terms of range and acting. But I feel like both of them are they're almost on par. So yeah, it's a very good movie. Well, like I said, it's a good enough movie to recommend for you to watch. So yeah, please enjoy. The link is in our show notes, before below. And yeah, let us know what you think about the movie. And yeah, with that being said, Cody, do you have anything else to add for the good people of podcast world?
Thank you all for listening. To us, complain, rant, argue, and try not to kill ourselves
Yeah,
because
this was
this
an interesting
was an
one.
interesting watch. If you are like us and apparently like torture, feel free to watch it. If you want to do what I said and skip, 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 skip to the parts that, make sense, watch it. If you just cannot be arsed to start the journey, say hello to the picture when you see it and move swiftly along. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Awesome. All right, guys. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.